died. So kula p'turim. The Chum say the nobody's chayiv misa, because the pasuk says sheyake. Rashi says the binyan sheyake kol nefesh adam, kol hanefesh v'yankan makol kol hanefesh. There's no one person that killed them completely. So therefore, they're potter from misa. However, Rabbi Yudim and Beseir Oimer, Bezeh Achazeh, if it happened one after another, Ho'achron Chayiv, the last one is Chayiv Misa, Mifnei Shekiriv Misosai, because the last clap made the person die a second or a minute earlier than he would have died without it. So therefore, you are Mekariv, you made the Misa come faster, for that you Chayiv Misa, that's called the Misa. Misa, you Chayiv Misa for that. So now a case also, the person that came with the sword and caught the kid with the sword, he was Mekarev Misosai, therefore he would be Chayiv Misa according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. According to the Rabbonin, they would both be Potter. Now the Gemara says, what's going to be about, again, somebody throws the kid off a roof, but the boy Shor of a kid with a Karnov, or Shor comes now and catches the kid in his horns. In other words, the Shor kills the person. So what's going to be the halacha? The Gemara says, "Pshul to Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka for Rabbonin." This will be told in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka and the Rabbonin. The Tanya will learn like this: the pasuk says, "V'nosan pidyei nafshoi." In the case when your shor kills somebody, so the Baal HaShor has to pay kofer. Because the question is here: even according to Rabbi Yehuda, does the Baal HaShor have to pay kofer or not? So the Gemara says that depends, because the Tanakh Chacham say Dimei Nizik. What does it mean, Pidya Nafshay? What do you have to pay Kofer? Kofer is the value of the Nizik. So in this case over here, true, the Nizik, in this case, then it'll be Potter, because there's no Dimei Nizik. The kid has no value to him. Since the kid was thrown off a roof, he was going to die anyway. Therefore, the Nizik has no value. There'll be no Chiv to pay Kofer. However, Rabbi Yishmael Benoi Shor Rabbi Yechonon Ben Bruka Oimer, Demei Mazik, no, whenever Yeshor kills somebody, what's called Kofer, the Baal HaShor has to pay his value. It's like a Kapora for himself. So his value, you have a value. Therefore, even in this case, where somebody else threw a kid off the roof, so that kid was going to die. Now, if Yeshor came and killed him with his horns, so the Baal HaShor would have to pay Kofer, according to Rabbi Yishmael Benoi Shor Rabbi Yechonon Ben Bruka. Because there is a Demei Mazik here, you need a Kapora, because your Shor killed him. For Yomar Rava, and Rava says, what's going to be? Nofa Maroi Shagag, if a man fell off a roof, a man was on top of a roof, and he fell off a roof with a Ruach Mitzuya. In other words, it's Korov Lameza, he should have realized that maybe he was going to fall off, and there was a regular wind that came and blew him off, and he fell down. Venitka Beisha. And there was an Isha lying on the floor, and he landed straight into the Isha. So what's the halacha? Chayiv b'dalad vorm. If he did damage to her, he gave a tsar, boisha, shevis, he has to pay for the dalad vorm. But since it's a ruach mitzu that threw him off, he should have realized that's going to happen. That's called korov lemezit. But uvi yevim to lakona, even on the tsar that she was your yevama, and the kinyan bia of yibum does not need das, however here it's not called like a maisa bia. Therefore, you're not kono, you're yivama. Because a maisa bia means you have kavana to go into her. Just you don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah. But here, we didn't have that much, you're not kono. Like Rashi says, loy kono, afa pi shishnino haboy yivindi, the Gemara says, no haboy yivimtoy. Bein b'shoigah, bein b'meizit kono, if you live with a yivama, even b'shoigah, you kono, hani mi lihecha d'niskavan l'bias isha. Acheres, when you had kavana to live with another isha, and it came out of with she, I was there, but over here, learning his kavan l'shem bi, he had no intention to have beer at all together. Hilkach l'kona, therefore you're not kona. Therefore, v'imchoz of yosar echem menachem bo maimer poslalov, she's posl to you. So that's a loch of yinitka, v'isha, you're not kona, v'yivoma. L'kona, v'yivoma. Now, chayiv b'nezik, b'tzah, b'rifoy, b'shevis. He true, we say that Yechayv on Dal Dvorim, but it only means in the tzar, the pain you gave her, or the doctor bills, or the shevet says you can't go to work now. Avo Boishas Loi, but the embarrassment that you gave her, that you still potter for. Because Boishas will soon see you have to have kavona to do the hezek. And here you didn't have intentions, even though it's Korov Lemezit here, that it's really your fault you shouldn't have been by the edge of the roof. Because you knew a Ruach Mitzvah could throw you off. But since she didn't have intentions to do the damage, he'd be part of Boishas. The Tanan, we learn like this. You're not chayev to pay for the embarrassment you gave somebody until you had intentions to do damage. We'll soon see intentions of what. The Yomar Rabbi says, what's going to be north of Moreisha, Agag Baruch Sheinu Metzuya? Let's say somebody was standing on top of his roof and he was watching himself, and he only fell because an abnormal wind came, a Ruach Sheinu Metzuya. So therefore, he's not his fault. So the Hezekiah, they fell down and did damage. Ubayish, and he embarrassed somebody. So Chayiv ala Nezik, for the damage that he caused, is Chayiv, that's Odom Ud Yerlam. But a Potter Badal Dvorm, here is even Potter on a Dal Dvorm, on a Nezik Tsar, for Shevis is Potter. Because here it's not called Korv Lamezik, it's more like an Oinus here. But Baruach Mitsuya Hezek, let's say he fell down with the Ruach Mitsuya, normal wind threw him down, then the Hezek Ubayish, he did damage, and he gave somebody embarrassment. Chayiv Badal Dvorm, Upotter ala Boishis again. He's chayiv on the dal dvarim, but because it's called korv lemezit, he should have realized that a ruach shenem, a ruach mitzuyah could knock him off, and a ruach mitzuyah comes. But for boishes still is potter. But for him this hapich. Let's say when he's falling down, he saw somebody on the floor, so he turned a little bit to be able to fall on top of him to hurt him. So then we say chayiv ala boishes. He's also chayiv on boishes. Even though we didn't have kavanah to make the busha, but to embarrass him, but as long as he had kavanah to do damage to him, for that he's chayiv even for the busha. The tiny we learn like this: Mimash Mashinema, don't we understand from the pasuk that says Veshilcha Yada, where again two men were fighting, and the wife of one man came to stop the fight, and she hit the other man. Any day, don't I know Sherzika that she did damage to him? She hurt the other man. Matam lema verzika. What's the pasuk say? Verzika that she hit him. Lema comes to teach us that kivon sheniskaven lahazik. As long as she had intentions to hit him, afal pish leniskaven labayish. Even though she did not have intentions to give him busha to embarrass him, still she's chayef for the busha. So you see, even though for the mazik of, for the payment of busha, you need kavono. But still, you don't need kavanah to embarrass the person. It's enough if you have kavanah to damage the person. So it comes up, there are three madregas by Yodam Amazik. Odom is muad li'olam to pay for the nezik, for the damage, bein b'shoigim, bein b'yoinis. Now, if a dalad dvorim, which means for the tsar, for the shevis, and for the ripoi, that yechayiv as long as it's korv lemezit. Even though you did not have intention to do the damage at all, you were just sitting on top of your roof, but it was negligent on your part to sit there if you knew a ruach mitzvah could throw you off, so that's called korv lemezit that you chayiv to pay for the nezek, tsar, and ripui. However, for boishes you still potter until you have kavono lahazik. Then you even potter for the boishes. Then you even chayiv for the boishes. Then the Yoma Rabbi says, if somebody puts a hot coal on somebody's heart, and the person dies, you should know potter. The person that put it is potter for misa, is not chayiv misa. Because it's a svara, since the person's alive, he's a bardas, he should have taken off the coal. What about the abgodov? Let's say you put it on top of his clothing, for nisraf, and it burns the clothing, then chayiv. Then the one that put it there is chayiv, then we don't say the svara, he should have taken it off. Because the guy has a right to say, why should I take it off? You're mazik, you ruined my clothing, you'll have to pay me for it. That's why I'm not taking it off. But to kill yourself, that you have no right to leave it on, therefore you're at fault why you were killed, why you died. So Mar says, Omar Rav says, Tavayo Taninu. Both of these cases we learned. Aliba, if somebody puts a coal on your heart, the Tanan we learned. Kovash Olav Letechor. If somebody is like holding somebody down in the fire, or else you're holding somebody down in the water, the person cannot get up because of you, he can't get out of the fire, he can't get out of the water, and the person dies, so then chayiv, then loch with your chayiv misa. But what's going to be in the case of doch v'lotoychor, you throw him into the fire, or the toychamayim, or into the middle of the water, the person by himself could get up really, and the person dies, he doesn't get up by himself, then potter, you're potter. You see a raya to Rabbah, that even though you put him into the fire, but since he by himself could have gotten up, and he did not get up, he's at fault, therefore you're potter. Big doy the Tanan, when we learn the loch about your beggar, about the clothing, the Tanan will learn like this, If somebody says, Karas Susi, like I tell you, go ahead and rip my clothing. Or else, Shavar Eskadi, go ahead and break my pitcher. Chayiv, if the person does it, he's chayiv. Because I just meant to say you could do it, but avadi, you have to pay me. What about the amanas lifter? If I tell you amanas that I'm saying you're potter, then potter. But you see, in the first case, where I tell you to rip, but the pshat is you could rip it. I don't care. You know why? Because you're going to pay me. You see, it's such a svara that I don't care because you're going to pay me. So that was his svara before also. If somebody puts a coal on top of your clothing, even though you could take it off, but if you don't take it off, still the other person has to pay you. Because you have right to say, like, why should I take it off? You're going to have to pay me anyway. Boy, you rabbi. Rabbi asked a question like this. What's going to be hiniach gacheles alev avdoi? If you put a hot coal on the heart of an Eved, Eved Kenani Ma, what's the locha? Kagufa Domi, do we say he's a bar das, he has das, he's kagufa, that you're potter? Or you can remind the Domi, maybe it's like your mom, and it's like you're sure that if you put an animal, or you put a coal, or remind him on your clothing, that then we say Yechayiv. Now, Im Tim Tzlaim, if you want to tell me kagufa Domi, that an Eved is considered like a goof, and you're potter, Shore Mahu, what's going to be the locha if somebody puts a coal on top of the person's shore? So Hoda Poshti was poshted like this. Avdoi ke gufoi, and Eved has a locha like gufoi, but shore ke mamoinoi. His shore is like mamoinoi, that if you put it on top of your shore, then you're chayiv. Because like Rashi says, she'ein boi das le salk of a chayiv, a shore doesn't have his own das to take off the coal, therefore you're chayiv for doing it. Now, shenken, if you put a coal on top of an Eved Kenani, then the locha is your potter, because he should have taken it off. He has this much das he has to take off the hot coal. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're up to the daf Chov Zayin Amud Aleph, the third parak. Ha-meniach es ha-kad v'shus ha-rabim. If somebody puts down like a small barrel in the v'shus ha-rabim, u-bo-acha v'niskal-bo, and somebody else comes and trips on it, v'shovra, and breaks it, the locher is potter, the second person is potter. The Gemara will explain the time. V'yim huzak-bo, let's say the second person, not only did he trip and break it, but he also hurt himself. So the locher is the bal habayis chayiv v'niskoi, the bal ha-chovius. The owner of the chavis of this big barrel, he's chayiv b'niskoy. Because it's like his bor b'shus rabim, that he's chayiv. So first the Gemara asks the question that posach b'kad v'sayim b'chavis. The Mishnah starts off with a kad, which is a smaller barrel. And it ends off, it says, v'im huzak bo bal ha-chavis chayiv. Ha-chavis usually means a bigger barrel. So how come? Hotana namu, also there's a Mishnah later like this. Hotana namu, we also learned that zebo bechavitoy. If one person walking through the Rishus Rabim is carrying his barrel, vezebo bekarosa, and the next one is carrying a beam, a long piece of wood. Now nishbaro kadosh shel ze bekarosha shel ze. If this one broke his barrel when he bumped into the other one's beam, halacha is potter. Since they both have a right to walk with Rishus Rabim, he's potter. But again, the diik is posach b'chovius v'sayim b'kad. The Mishnah there starts off with talking about a chovius, a big barrel, and it ends off with a kad, a smaller one. Hotana nami, there's also a Mishnah later on Kuftez Vav that says, Zerbo b'chavito shoyayin. Somebody was walking, carrying a barrel of wine. V'zerbo b'kadosh shodvash. And the second person was walking with a smaller barrel of honey. And we're talking about in the case that honey is more valuable, worth more than wine. Now what happened was, Nistaka Chavius Shel Dvash, the one that was holding the barrel of wine, his Chavius, his barrel, broke, cracked. So the other person, V'shofach Zeyenoi, the other person spilled out his wine, emptied out his barrel of wine, V'itzeles HaDvash L'toicha, and he saved the other one's honey, that honey should go into his barrel. So the locher is, Ein Loi Elos Chara, he only has a right to collect. In other words, the one that threw out his wine, the Bala Yayin, only has a right to collect from the Bal HaDvash for the schar, for the payment of his work that he did. He's like a worker for him, the fact he worked to save his Dvash. But he doesn't get the payment for the fact that he wasted his wine, because I didn't tell you to do it, you did it on your own, therefore I don't have to pay you. The Akopon of the Deek is also here. Posach the Karasov saying he had a card shell dvash, and was saying the chavius and ends up saying that his chavius a bigger barrel. So the question is why? How come it changes over from card to chavius? Some of Papa answers and says, "Hainu card, hainu chavius." That really means it's the same thing. A card and a chavius are both called the same thing. And the Mainav Kamina, what's the difference? Lemekecha memchar. If I sell, that if somebody asks for a chavius and I give him a card, it's not called a mekech tois. The sale is called a good sale. So the Gemara says, Heikidam, what's the case talking about? Ilaim, if you want to tell me, be asro de kado like korachovius. And a place that is small like a pitcher is not called a barrel, vechovius like korakada. And a barrel is not called a pitcher. In other words, each one is called separately, one is bigger, one is small. If so, holy kori, people don't call it that way, holy kori law. So for sure, you can't say if somebody says, I want to buy a chovius, and the guy gives him a card, you can't say it's a good mecher, because we know clearly when you say a chavius, you mean a big barrel, and not a pitcher. So Mora says, Lo tzrichate we need, the chiddush here is, Deruba kori lo lekada, kada lechavius, u lechavita chavita. Most of the people in this town, taka call a pitcher and a barrel a big barrel. But the economy, there are some people, the kori lechavita kada, that call a kada, call a chavita kada, they call a pitcher a chavita. Or lekada chavita, and they call a barrel by the name of a pitcher. So therefore, madutem, I would have thought to say, zilba saruba, you have a right to say you're from the robe of the people. And therefore you want to say it's a mekach tois. In other words, somebody went into the city and said, I want to buy a chavita. And the guy, and he paid money for it, and the guy gave him like a card, a small pitcher. So I would have thought to say, the guy has a right to say, listen, I'm from the robe of the people, so when I say chavita, I mean a chavita, I mean a big barrel. And therefore you gave me the small pitcher, that's not what I wanted. So the more